Welcome to today's program. The wise men in the world have always had a lot of humor, and we all know that laughter opens up our hearts. Your humor, your laughter, always provokes something good for you and for others. This is why we are starting today's program with some humor. I will tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a rabbi, a master of meditation, who was giving a meditation course with exercises from morning to evening. The rabbi had two disciples who were full of devotion to him. At a certain stage, these two disciples really wanted to have a smoke. However, did not dare so without first asking permission to their beloved rabbi. The first disciple asked the rabbi, "Can I smoke while meditating?" And the rabbi answered, "Your question surprised me a good deal. You obviously cannot smoke while meditating." So the second disciple turned to the rabbi and asked him, "Dear rabbi, may I meditate while smoking?" And the rabbi answered, "Of course, you can, my dear. You can always do that, my dear." Here is another story. Two old friends meet on the street. The first one asks, "Hello, how are you doing? How is life?" The other one answers, "Thank you, so much usual." "And how's your son? Still unemployed?" "Yes, unfortunately, he is. But now he meditates." "Oh, does he? What is meditation exactly?" "I do not really know. But he says it is better than sitting around and doing nothing." And here's another story. Two Buddhist monks were at a pilgrimage and had taken various vows for it. Among other things, they could not touch women during their pilgrimage. They came to a river and a beautiful young woman asked them to help her cross to the other side of the river. One of the monks, without hesitating, hoisted her onto his strong shoulders and took her safely to the other side of the river. Once on the other side, the two monks continued their pilgrimage. The other monk, considering the vow he had made, had a lot of doubts about his brother's behavior. After an hour of profound reflection, he asked him, "How could you have touched this woman after the vow you made? How can you come to terms with it?" The answer to this question was as follows: "I gave expression to my compassion and participation, so I took this woman to the other side of the river and left her there. But you are still carrying her now." And here's yet another story. Martino woke up one morning with a terrible hangover. He forced his eyes open, and the first things he saw were a box of aspirins and a glass of water on his bedside table. He sat up in his bed and looked around. His clothes were neatly folded on a chair, and his bedroom was nice and tidy. He took an aspirin and saw a note on the table. "My love, breakfast is in the kitchen, and I have gone shopping. I love you." Martino went to the kitchen, where he found a good breakfast. There was even the morning paper on the table. His son was there too, having breakfast. Martino asked him, "What happened yesterday?" His son answered, "That you returned at 3 o'clock in the morning. You were completely drunk, and you very nearly passed out. You broke some furniture, you threw up in the corridor, and you nearly tore out your eye by falling heavily on the door handle." Martino, confused, asked him, "So why is everything nice and tidy, and my clothes neatly folded, and my breakfast so lovingly prepared on the table?" "Oh, this," said his son, "Mem dragged you to the bedroom, and with a great effort she drove you on the bed. She then wanted to take off your trousers, but you screamed, 'Take your hands off, and do not touch me, young lady. I'm happily married.'" I will stop now these funny stories and will concentrate on a more intimate topic, inner joy. The fundamental nature of our mind is pure consciousness, and its natural expression is joy and love. Whatever experience we may make, it has as its basis our consciousness. This is why joy and love remain accessible in any situation. When our mental state is relaxed and we are not experiencing any disturbed emotions, then it is relatively easy to make contact with our inner joy. We can simply close our eyes for a moment and make contact with our inner joy by concentrating on our breathing. There is no whoosh of joy. What you feel is a very delicate and subtle experience of joy. I usually define it as a smile that you cannot see. If, on the other hand, we are experiencing some disturbed emotions or some pain, then we cannot ignore this painful experience and then directly gain access to joy as an attempt to elude the experience of our momentary emotional difficulty. We cannot ignore it. We need to accept this momentary experience completely and enter this disturbed emotion or pain. We need to detach ourselves from the situation that has caused this disturbed emotion. Accept it totally, experience it. Only then will it be relatively easy to make contact with our inner joy by connecting on our breathing. This does not mean that our pain has already vanished. It simply means that in the background of our momentary experience, we are able to perceive our subtle inner joy once again. Our inner space is therefore vast and open and much bigger than our momentary experience. To start with, we need to close our eyes for a while to make contact with our inner space. With time and experience, this contact will become easier and more spontaneous, and it will no longer be necessary to close your eyes. We can make contact quickly with our inner space and our inner joy in the various situations of our daily life. We can do so while chanting or meditating, at work, during a walk, before going to sleep. The quality of our life will improve. Let us do our first exercise right now. Close your eyes. concentrate on your breathing, how it goes in, how it goes out, how it goes in, how it goes out, and make contact with your inner joy. Stay in silence for some time to experience this inner joy. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy with no particular reason. We will now continue with the mantra chant. We will sing the Om Namah Shivaya mantra. While chanting, try to keep the contact with your inner space, your inner joy. Connected to inner joy, you will always find love. After the chant, we will meditate together. During meditation, keep your attention open and vast and remain in silent alertness in the presence of God.
Shiva. shelgi gesa jewalane jongma chaksel tonke da wa kuntu gangma gangne sekpe shelma karma tontrak sok panamki raptu chewe ora barma chaksel serno chune keki kami chagni nampa genma jimpa sondru kaptu jima zopa samten choyo nima chaksel da jing shekpe soto kaye nampa gelwa choma malu parol chimpa tope gelwe seke shintu tenma chaksel tutararo mige dudan chokdang namka gangma jikten bumpo zamni Lungla naso won chok choma Jungpo rong lang brisan nam dang Nyujen suki dun nekoma Chakso trashi chana peki Paro choko rap tu choma Yekam yonkan zap ni nente Neba trak pashin tu barma Chakso Saji kongwe sognam tamche gukbanumanima tronye yowe yige homgi
flash of lightning in your eyes dancing through the scarlet and scarlet
genpa tamche shintu dharma rape trona opagnele takpa shinto urabzema
stamp your feet dream and shake
Chaksel wani ni shusashi.